Well, this morning, I want to, again, we're speaking about coming up higher, and that's God's call in our lives, to come up higher, to come to a place higher with Him, and it's really in different facets and different ways that our lives can come up higher in Him. And this morning, I kind of want to speak really about the power of our words, and I think it's very important, and really the power of His word. And I want to give you a morning blessing this morning. So you can just listen however you'd like to listen and receive, but just the question is do you know that today you are loved? Do you know that you're blessed? You're full of hope and life. You were created for a great purpose, and that God knows your name. That your name is written on the palm of His hands. He fashioned you and He molded you. He formed your very being, and He called it good. The very breath of God flows in you, and the blessings of God are yours in Christ Jesus. You're a child of God with a rich inheritance prepared for you. When He calls you higher, He simply is saying, there's more, my child, there's more. More freedom, more wisdom, more wholeness, more abundance. It is for you because He purchased it for you. You are His beloved. Well, I pray that those words speak to you today, to remind you even about who you are and how much you are loved and how much God is thinking about you today. God's thinking about Messiah Christian Church. And He has words that He has spoken, and He continually wants to see come to pass. And He is speaking words over you today. So often, we just want to receive His words and receive them in our hearts. Proverbs 16:24 says, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. That God's words, that words we even speak, because we can speak His words, we can speak gracious words, that they bless others, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Do you know that words can be healing? Did you know that? That words that you say and speak to others, that those words could actually carry healing power with them? Do we ever think about that? Do we ever think, and I know in this church, because it's been spoken on before, it's not the first time, but even as a reminder, or for those who maybe it is the first time, I don't know. But how we speak matters. We know that, right? We know it from the person who gets bullied on the playground, the kid who gets bullied on the playground, to an adult late in years who just gets a comforting word and a pat on the back saying, hey, I'm thinking about you today, praying for you. God loves you. We know that words matter, and we have the ability to bless or to curse with our words. We have the ability to build up or to tear down with our words. Maybe today you might be coming here on Sunday morning and you could think about words spoken. Words you've spoken, words spoken to you, and some of those words were building you up and strengthening you, and some of those words were actually feel like maybe tearing you down on the inside. Maybe it was that argument you got into. Maybe it was that disagreement you had with your boss. Maybe it was something that you said that you wish you didn't, and you kind of feel like a conviction on the inside. Well, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Now, the Message has a little different way of saying it. Reading in the Message, it says, words kill, and words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. And we have a choice on the words that we speak, and the words, honestly, that we receive. Because there's a two-way with words. going and coming. And it's important that we do both well. There's power in your words. Now, you may be thinking this morning that overall you're pretty good. Maybe you're of that mindset that, well, I don't cuss. I don't tell dirty jokes. I don't gossip. I don't do that. Maybe you did, but I don't anymore. And maybe you're thinking I'm good. And you may be good. But I would also say be careful and pay attention to your words. Because it's not just about the cussing and the dirty jokes. It's so much more. Words are so much more than that. James 3:2, it says, "Indeed, we all make many mistakes. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way." You see, we are to have self-control, and the Bible is pretty specific. If you read James chapter 3, it's pretty specific that the tongue is the hardest thing to control. It may be one of the smallest parts of our body, but it's the one that oftentimes has the most control over our body. It's like the rudder, the little rudder on a big ship. The ship may be large and maybe powerful, but it's that rudder that gives direction to the ship. Like the tongue can give direction to one's life in which way one is heading. James also talks about how the tongue can set things on fire. It's the one that produces the spark. The trees may be there, the kindling may be there, but it's the tongue that sparks, that sets the fire and the forest ablaze. So we have to pay attention. We have to be careful. We have to attend to our words and what is happening with our words. See, controlling our tongue may be the biggest test of self-control in our lives. Pastor David, now he was my pastor in Mississippi when we were there years ago. I was there and doing campus ministry and going to a Assemblies of God church. It was interesting. I was a Methodist pastor going to Assemblies of God church. I can speak to you more about that if you like. It's just the higher-ups just didn't know, and I didn't care to tell them. I don't know if that was rebellious or not, but I don't know. I did what the Lord was speaking to me to do. But Pastor David talked about the time when he became a Christian. He said, you know, he was a heathen, and God radically saved him. And he talks about becoming a Christian, that he was working, before he became a pastor, he was working, I guess, in a shop somewhere, and he dropped something on his foot, like something heavy on his foot, and it really hurt, and he started bouncing around, and he started screaming, and he said, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, praise God Almighty." He started screaming out loud, and the people who worked with him kind of stared at him and said, "You don't cuss, do you?" And so they thought that was a little strange, and he said, "No, praise God, I don't. I gave that up years ago when the Lord saved me, and he dealt with my language, and he dealt with my heart." So so just what comes out of him now is, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." When you stub your toe, just think about that next time. Just bless God and praise him that your toe's still there, even though it hurts. Well, it's kind of funny, but Sometimes it's the worst situations that let us know what kind of words will come out of us. It's the worst situations that will reveal the language that's within us. Whether something heavy falls on our foot, or whether somebody betrays you or speaks very poorly about you behind your back or to your face, either way. Maybe something, maybe your boss was highly unreasonable, ornery, and maybe just plain out mean when he gave you that assignment or told you to work extra or whatever he was doing just to make your life more difficult. Maybe somebody cuts you off in traffic and you really don't like that. Those people that just don't behave and drive according to the way they're supposed to drive. And all those things can make us mad, angry, and upset, every one of them. But what comes out of us at those times? We have to pay attention. I know there's been times when I had to look and say, my goodness, God, I didn't know that was in me, but I need to get that right. Because the Lord has certainly showed me that I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. And it's those times that when you get hit by something that you realize something's bothering me about this more than I thought. Something's upsetting me more than I realized. Something has gotten to me that I need to bring before the Lord. Because words are coming out of our mouth that are not edifying to God or to anybody else. See, it's often when God convicts me of my words that I realize that my heart is in need of changing. Because it's what's stored in the heart, right? It's what's stored in the heart that comes out in our words. Luke 6:45, it says it this way. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. See, the scripture tells us that we speak what is stored up in the heart. And even that's true as a Christian, because when we come to Christ, the Lord deals with our heart. And our heart is transformed, and we come to Christ, and God starts showing some things that needs to be dealt with. And sometimes he needs to deal with our language. And our language is connected to our heart, the what is inside of us. Some things that we didn't even know were there. Maybe he wants to deal with us on some roots of bitterness that we didn't know were there. They were there from years and years and years ago, but we didn't realize. So even with the Christian, we pay attention to our words because sometimes it reveals something going on in the heart. Sometimes things that we don't even realize. Well, we can see it in ourselves, and we can see it at work in others as well. Maybe it's that negative person that you work with that you just kind of get frustrated by because they're so negative. But we ask, God, what's going on in his or her heart? And we should pray, Lord God, we pray for the turning of their heart, that their heart would turn to you and they would discover you and they would get healing for what ails their heart. In life, we're going to come into whether the conflicts or just the atmosphere around us. We can sense that it's not always good. When we get around a bunch of negative talk, when we hear some ugly gossip, whether it's our workplace, wherever we're at, this can happen. When we hear things of perverse language, we know that even the words that are coming out of people, it can affect our mood, it can affect our attitude, it can affect our very thoughts. And sometimes it can be like a stream of what's going on or flowing in somebody that can begin to mix with what's flowing in you. I definitely experienced this in the workplace. I think most people know I worked in a prison for like 4.5 years. I was teaching adults, and the environment, the atmosphere is not very joyful, right? There's a lot of language that you hear that's not so pristine and wonderful. You hear angry words. You hear upset people. And sometimes you just hear perverse language that's just naturally flowing out of people because that's what's coming out of their heart. But I've also come to know that there's atmospheres in places, negative atmospheres. But sometimes, you know, you go around the workplace and there's always that group and you kind of know what they're talking about because it's negative. You kind of wonder, hey, is there anything good going? No, you hear all the bad, all the negative. Sometimes how the boss is not doing his job, or we could do our job better if the boss did his job better, or whatever it is, or just how things are so bad around here. And it can affect you. It absolutely can affect you. And over time, it can weigh you down. And I remember, because I remember coming home and Erica making a comment to me one time that says, you know, it seems like you're heavy. And you don't realize it because you're just around it. You're just in an atmosphere. And she was right. Sometimes you don't even recognize it, but somebody else recognizes it because they see you one way and then they see you another way. And they realize, you know, there's a heaviness on you. Instead of being joyful, just heaviness. So you realize that there's influence going on, spiritual influence going on. And sometimes we have to realize that whatever is going on in somebody else, whatever is coming out of them, maybe it's fear, maybe it's anxiety, maybe it's bitterness or resentment, maybe it's jealousy, maybe it's pride. The things that people speak forward, oftentimes, we see it's coming out of the well of the heart, and it's oftentimes there's a spirit that's behind that. And that you can catch it. Sometimes you can catch it. If you're walking, especially if you're walking in the Holy Spirit, you're walking with God and you're being sensitive to the Spirit, God's Spirit, you can sense spirits going on around you in other people. And you might realize that that person needs prayer for something. Or you realize that that's something that you're not going to receive from. That fountain you're not going to drink from. And you make a decision to not go there. But, you know, does God give you a chance to bless you, to bless them? And we pray. We know that sometimes there's just simply we have to do a check, a self-check, because there's a cleansing that's needed. There's a cleansing that's needed. We recognize that words have influence and that words can be laced with a spirit. And I talked about a prison, or maybe wherever you work, you experience that at some point in time. But you know what? I've experienced it in the church too. I've experienced it in the church. And maybe it wasn't some of the things I experienced in prison, but just words spoken that catch you and say, you know what? I don't think that was quite right. And I thought of a situation that was probably years and years and years ago. I had a situation where somebody came and spoke something into my ear, and it kind of caught me off guard. And I was like, Lord, what is that? Because it didn't sit right. And I didn't know what it was, but I had to pray about it because it just didn't sit right in my spirit. But what the Lord did show me is don't come into agreement with words or spoken. You know, it happens. You know, in churches, sometimes people get critical of others. It happens. It takes place. But we have to be careful to not agree with something. Somebody might be angry at somebody else, and we don't even know why. Or somebody's upset at somebody. We have no idea why. Or maybe we do know why. But do we agree with it? That's important. Because we don't want that to come into our spirit. We want to pray about those things and say, Lord, I'm not sure if that was said in the right spirit. So the Bible says, you know, we need to confess and be cleansed. 1 John 1:9, it says that Jesus will cleanse us of all unrighteousness if we would just confess. And sometimes when we hear our words, or we agree with the words of others that are not right, we sometimes need to come before the Lord and confess those things and be cleansed. It may be that there's just times when we need to pray prayers of cleansing. Pray prayers of cleansing. I know that's something I've had to learn over the years. And I haven't always thought about this, but being in a prison, in jail, you know, when the atmosphere is there, it's like, Lord God, I need to pray prayers of cleansing. I just don't want anything to be attached to me in any way, or just any thought that was thrown my way. I don't want that to stick. I just want to be free from that and not take it home with me and to affect my home life. So sometimes we need to pray prayers of cleansing. We do not have to come into ungodly agreements. We can love a person and not agree with their speech or the heart that's behind their speech. And sometimes we don't always know, but we say, something's not right there. And we have to be careful because we all can fall in this. We have to be careful not to dishonor or tear down others. And that could be your boss. That could be the president of the United States. That could be your in-laws. That could be somebody that you really don't agree with. But we have to be careful on our speech to say, Lord, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to ask your blessings over them. And Lord God, that you would lead them to the blessings that you have for their lives and that they would realize your goodness and how wonderful you are. We can be influenced by words and we can be influencers. How we speak about things and how we approach things. And sometimes it's very subtle. I remember a story as I was preparing for this week. A lady named Marnie, who was the president of our board of directors back in the Wesley Foundation. So this was back in Mississippi. We had a board of directors, and she was the president one year. And I remember she came to share a testimony. She was giving testimony to our group. She shared this, and I thought it was very interesting, and it stuck with me because it was about the influence of words. She spoke about a particular woman in her church, and this particular woman was a bit different. She was not terrible, but she was different, and it kind of seemed like everybody knew it. For whatever reason, maybe it was cultural, whatever reason. But the Lord showed her about the influence of her words and how it affected this woman. Marnie was a leader in her church, and she did see how this woman, she hardly had friends in the church. She was fairly isolated. And the Lord showed her that, her words affected this woman, but then she came and said, well, Lord, I don't understand. You're telling me my words affected this woman, but I don't speak negatively to her. I don't gossip about this woman. I'm not sure if I understand. But what the Lord showed her is that she made agreement with words of others that were negative towards this woman. She made agreements. She didn't deny, or she just said, bless her heart, or whatever, they say. But God convicted her to speak words of affirmation to her friends about this woman. So if people want to say something negative, speak affirming. Change the words. Change the atmosphere. To her surprise, what she saw and what God showed her was that a change did happen. A change did take place. That all of a sudden, that the women who came in contact, and she would change his words and say, and intentionally speak affirming words over this woman to her friends, she saw how it affected how her friends treated the woman. So all of a sudden, this woman was more invited into things. She became less isolated. She started to be able to develop friendships. And I don't think her personality changed one bit or one iota. It was just how people were speaking about her. And God showed her that your words can influence how other people will treat that person. There's power in our words. There's power in how we speak. There's power into things that we come into agreement with. Good and bad. And how do we come into agreement with words? Ephesians 4:29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." There's power in the tongue to shape futures. That the things that we can speak can help build people up. It can help edify people. It can help encourage them in their day. And it might be just a simple thing of how are you doing and really meaning your question and sometimes saying God bless you or the Lord loves you or whatever it is that you might feel led to speak, let it be edifying and let it encourage somebody in their day. We also know, and you've probably heard in ministry, that some people grow up with a very negative upbringing. Very negative upbringing. They're always told that they can't do anything, that maybe they're stupid, they don't amount to much, they can't do what other people do, they're lesser than. And some people grow up that way, hearing that. And literally, that's like a curse that's put upon them because those words weigh heavy, and it really puts a lot of barriers in that person's life. Barriers that have to be overcome. And can be overcome. And there's others that experience an upbringing that's much different. They experiencing the other. They says, you can do anything according to your gifts and talents that God is giving you. There is no ceiling. You can go higher. You're blessed. You're smart. You're talented. You're gifted. You're loved. And they're spoken to over and over. Those people have a lot less barriers in life, a lot less things to overcome, because they naturally, inwardly feel that blessing in them. It's almost like there is a pathway laid before them. That's a pathway of blessing. Now, sure, they can choose not to walk on that pathway, but the pathway is laid before them. Those barriers are removed. They've been affirmed and loved and shown that they are good and that God loves them. Those are powerful things that we can speak over people. Those are powerful things that we can speak over our children, over our grandchildren. They're powerful things that we can speak that can help lay a pathway for them of blessing. And they're things that we can speak to each other. We can affirm each other. We can build each other up. We can love each other. We can do things for each other that can help lay pathways. Pathways to healing, pathways to wholeness, pathways to God's purpose for our lives. So how we speak over others is extremely important. And lastly, we should know that God's word is powerful. We know that, right? God's word is powerful. There's a lot I could speak about. And in fact, there are so many scriptures, and I encourage you, just get on Bible Gateway and Google, or don't Google, but on Bible Gateway, search for words. And words will come up over 400 times. And boy, you could have a great Bible study. Because there's no way I could fit all the scriptures about how important our words are, how important God's word is, how powerful it is to live according to his word. Luke 21:23 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. That God's words stand. They're not here today and gone tomorrow. They don't fade because his words reflect his character and who he is, and God doesn't change. Psalm 119:11 speaks for us. It says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So what are we to store up in us? The word of God, the truth of God, what he says about us and what he says about our situations in life. We should think about God's word. We should meditate on God's word. His word provides sustenance. Matthew 4:4 says, Jesus answered, he says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. There's life in his word. And what also is so important to us, yes, you should get a word smoothie every day. It's good for your body. It gives you all the vitamins you need. It will bring wholeness to your life. But also know that God's word cleanses us. It cleanses us. Ephesians 5:25, it says, talking about husband loving your wives, but it goes on. It says, husband, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. God wants to wash you in the word to make you radiant. You're to be a radiant bride. That's what he's creating you to be. But we're to be cleansed. We're to be washed in his word. We're to meditate. We're to receive his truth about us, to let it wash away the garbage of this world, to break the powers of ungodly words spoken over us or about us or to us. We're to agree with God's word and stop agreeing with any word that is contrary to what he says about us. I thought it was also powerful, and I wish I really had more time to spend, but on blessing and cursings, that probably would just be, had to be a sermon unto itself. But I love a pastor from Tennessee, Pastor Robert, and I can't remember his last name right now, but Pastor Robert, he speaks, actually you probably know this, on the courtrooms of heaven. He was speaking about the courtrooms of heaven, but he said, you know, God has put and written down words of life in a book about us, that there's a book with your name in it, and your name, there's things written about you, and specifically you, that are unique to you. And any prophetic word that you've ever received, he says, speak that forward. Because that's God's word he's speaking to you. There's words that God, in the Bible, that God speaks to everyone, and there's words that he even utters specifically over you. I can say, for instance, that when Ian was born, God spoke to Erica, said his name is to be a gift of God, that he is a gift of God. And over the years, we've actually spoken that over him. Now, every one of our children has a name that's unique to theirs. And God put it on our hearts. Speak that over them. Because that is literally, and I guess what gave me understanding about the courtrooms of heaven was that that's in a book written in heaven about you, about us, about that's written down about Ian in a book. He's a gift of God. And that he should know that, and that we should speak that over him and pray that over him. And any other prophetic words that the Lord has spoken to you or spoken to your son or your daughter, your grandchildren, speak it over them, pray it over them, that they would hear it and that it would be heard in the heavenlies. Well, we are to spend time with God in his word. And when we do that, we experience a change. It's just like if you come in heavy, maybe downtrodden, maybe slightly depressed, maybe something's got you down. But isn't it amazing when you spend time with God, when you worship, when you get in his word, that really shifts? It's amazing how God will shift that. And sometimes that's just simply letting those things go, come into agreement with God's word, give him praise, glorify him for who he is and the words that he speaks over your life. And it can allow us to shift from where we were, to come into his ways of thinking, and to allow that stream to be cleansed that's in us. And sometimes it's also a chance for God to speak to us about certain things that we don't see. Maybe there's blindness in our own lives that God needs to bring revelation to, because he doesn't want to leave us in places that are hurtful for us or for others. And he invites us to green pastures. You see, the more that God's word is working in us, the more we will find the blessing that will flow from our words to others. And the more we will speak positively over the situation of our lives, and even speak God's word to situations in our lives. And sometimes, even how we speak about ourselves. I don't know if you ever get into negative speaking about yourself, or saying something that you heard many years ago and you're still repeating it to this day. But you need to stop that. You say, Lord, why am I saying things that are from the old person? I need to stop saying those things, because that's not right. And let God teach you how to speak his word over your life. So think about that this week. I think spend time with the Lord, spend time in his word, and let God speak his words to you. And to deal with you on anything, no matter how small they may be, about how your words good or bad, are influencing others, and pray that God, use me to build a pathway for others. Use me and my words to speak blessings over others, to help even change somebody's day and what they're experiencing and what they're seeing in their own lives.